areas that you let animals go out to, for instance, cattle to graze?
On the range, okay. You know, that's what we refer to here, like all of the, they graze on the Forest Service ground up here on the, what am I trying to say?
The
yeah, but the...
Is that a pasture?
Well, yeah, you know, to me a pasture would be an irrigated pasture as well.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Is that different from a field? What is a field then to you?
Well, when I think of field, I think of a hay field where you keep the animals out. It's not grazed because you're raising a product. You're raising hay there.
Uh-huh.
And if you graze that too much, first thing you know, especially if the ground is soft, it's all hoof marked and rough. And then it's hard on machinery, and you're just defeating your purpose for a cash crop of hay.
Yeah, sure. Can you think of something that they keep on a farm or a ranch where they throw old corn cobs and stuff?
Where they throw?
Yeah, like a sort of a bin or something. Does that ring a bell at all?
Well, since we don't raise corn around here, I guess maybe I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any idea.
I was thinking. Oh, okay. I was wondering about a corn crib.
Yeah, I've sure heard of those. But,
okay. Okay. Do people have silos around here at all?
Very few. Very few.
Probably don't grow that well. If you don't grow corn, do you grow wheat at all?
Down in the center country below us here they do. But, there's nobody right in this immediate area that grows wheat. This is, this is primarily all, if it isn't native hay, native grass hay, it would be alfalfa up here.
Do you know what a